And me and you, he was keeping a watch on his brother on the way of his first trip with his uncle. And sailed out of Glasgow. There were two watches, the mate's watch and the second mate's watch. He worked four on, four off. And he was in the mate's watch, a young boy of 13. And the night became pretty poor weather, and the mate took pity on this young boy and said, "Ah, wait here, bump, we'll manage without." Anyway, the weather got worse. And Captain Clark came on deck and decided to shorten sail. And the boys had to turn two up the mast out in the yard arm. And he noticed that his nephew MacArthur wasn't there, and he shouted to the mate, "Where's MacArthur?" "Ah, I sent him to his bed. We'll manage without him." "No, you won't. Get him up on deck." The young boy came on deck. His uncle said, "You came here to learn how to be a seaman. Up on that yard arm with the rest of them." He got no sympathy from his uncle. Up in the yard arm in the dark in a open gale. And he was away for over 3 years, and when he came back, came ashore here at Skarnas and walked home to Roscrim, and his mother asked him, "How did you get on in your first trip?" All he said was, "How do you think sailing with your brother?" And they were away on a long voyage, and some fever, typhoid or cholera broke out among the crew, and it never affected either. And men were dying in the forecastle. And Captain Clark said to his nephew, "If you drag the bodies out and sew them on canvas and dump them over the side, I'll see you well treated." I don't know how many bodies this young boy dragged out, sewed up and dumped over the side. And what he got from the captain for this, Clark had a big heavy duty pija, and he gave that to him. That's the wages that I got for that work, eh?